are here, and I'm your host, Brian Beatty. Welcome to the April edition. Our theme this month is Fools and Poets. But first, I have a question. How do you spend those weeks between editions of the podcast? What have you been doing to keep yourself busy? I've been writing my own personal line of greeting cards. So far, I've written a card that says hello. I've also written a card that just says hi, for less formal occasions. And I thought, in honor of April and National Poetry Month, I would write a National Poetry Month greeting card. And then I realized that nothing really rhymes with the phrase, Happy National Poetry Month. Which I suppose explains why the big boys in the greeting card game haven't wasted their time. Here's the first of our two featured poets this month, Paula Krzyzewski.
Wolf Movies. Together we can hate a hero if one is introduced. A movie hero never reflects on the casualties, even hero wolf, even dead wolf. I can't reach to put my arm around my love, for the giant Coke holder sprawls between us. I become all reaching. What if I'm the wolf? I don't want to be. Not the salivary pack mother, nor the mangy lone pup. What if everybody's the same wolf I am? Our slobbery chops in the disguise theater, thank you, gnawing on the dry bones of our myths. Then let's be grateful we have been trained to seek out the love story inside the extinction tale. That there is a certain ratio we've come to expect of embrace to mauling. Say we buy a ticket to a movie about a wolf. Hooray when it's a horrifying wolf. The woodsman's body near a blood-drenched wolf, suckling her cubs in the moon-numbed woods. We are tensed in the safe theater. And no, I don't need an excuse, but yes, I like one. To put my arm around my shuddering love, while the darkness is our disguise kit. Head pointing north. Open your hands. You are a god of sleeplessness, making tight fists in the night. Little cabinets for hunger. Your eyes, vibrant fixity in the dark, picturing the world. Unerotic, Duluth-like. For pity. Now you lie there like a harbor town, your closed mitts safely stubbing out the end of each wrist. Stare from the icy shore towards sleep. Shipwrecks aren't the only nightmare, the uncaptained delving. Wouldn't you forgive the world, its sunken vessels, if you could, and rest better as soon as you could? But for shame, you cannot.
Paula's poems are from a collection she's currently working on. It's called The Good One. I'd like to dedicate this edition of the podcast to my family, wherever they may be. Our next featured poet is Todd Boss.
From farm to farm and one more midnight mile to go. My father took too fast the last turn on black ice, and presto, over the side of our half-ton Ford and into the drainway went my father's brother's turn-of-the-century Steinway piano. My mother's scream out-screamed the Weatheralls. She cursed him again, cursed him in the worst way, then cursed him in the first way again as we careened around in a sudden Y, and our high beams played across the gleaming bed of snow-drifted bramble where it lay, moaning chaotically in every key, miraculously intact. Yes, miracles happen. Only scratched, in fact. One foreleg broken. And part of me still sits on that bench seat, as if on a line above the stave, top-heavy with gravity and levity alike. Twisted, peering wake-eyed through the melt-blear scrawled across the rear glass, trying to pound it into my head. The broken cords, the empty bed. While she let go, winter did, her sheets and sheets of December, and started in on January instead. And then two men in a Chevy Chevette show up, as if in a big top, and jump out to help. And somehow, between the three of them, they lift it from bed to bed, like an invalid or a comrade fallen. Two men with muscle enough for the unplanned rescue of a horizontal vertigrand. What are the chances of that? My mother, years later, still marvels. The chances of it seeming, when she says it, so slim, so remote, that even my father, narrow of shoulder, lean of arm, seems saved by a whim of grace. Was someone watching us through the night's latched louvers? It turns out that the Lord's angels, two of them at least, are piano movers. I wonder what it was like to have to call his dad on the phone the morning after and answer the question, "So, piano make it home all right?" The thing was a loaner, after all, not a keeper. The elder farmer's finest stick of furniture. My dad had merely agreed to hold it for his older brother, my uncle, who played it, but who'd moved too far away, Salt Lake, to take it. It's difficult, caught short by a father, for any son to fake it, even over the phone. You go it alone. It's like hitting a wrong note while rehearsing. The whole house hears it, has to try to hear through, and by hearing, heal the broken melody line. My father begins, "Oh, I think it's probably gonna be fine." Freud would say he did it on purpose. My father, who couldn't hold a tune if it had handles, reins, and a canvas shoulder harness, that he towed the inscrutable implement 100 miles and then, on the last one, took a corner like a chance, lifting his foot from pedal to pedal too late, too abruptly, to sustain the indelicate balance of instrument and machine, and let the weighty symbol of his brother's favored status as the family artist pitch, smashing it to bits by simply giving it over, the Brahms, the Bach, and the Bartok. And if it's true, if that's what he actually meant to do, to finally dramatically silence that music, to ditch some childhood inequality he's never spoken candidly of, to measure the in-betweens in smithereens, if it's true, it would open a lid of a kind on what treble and what bass things are strung one by one combined in the dark wooden box of his mind.
This has been the title sequence of Todd's most recent poetry collection, Pitch. He's also the author of the collection, Yellow Rocket. Thanks for listening. Everything you could ever want to know about our podcast, editorial calendars, submission guidelines, and more, it's all available anytime at mnartist.org or on our Facebook page. You Are Here is a monthly literary podcast production of mnartist.org. MNArtist.org is a joint project of the Walker Art Center and the McKnight Foundation. The mission of MNArtist.org is to improve the lives of Minnesota artists and provide access to and engagement with Minnesota's arts culture.